Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is May 25th, 2017. It's Dream Theme Thursday. I've got two big dreams to cover today so far, just in case anyone writes something up in the chat. But these two are, I don't know about long, but I just started to read one of them, and I always like to hold them until the day. So we've got a couple of dreams going for today, and let's get started, because what I started to read in this one, there's a lot to it. I'll have to tell you guys about it. But this dream is from Eliana. And Eliana wrote, "Hi, Nadia. If there's time, could you read a dream I had last night, Monday, 5/23/17? I was being guided to different auditoriums, arenas in various geographical locations. It was very, very similar to when you, Nadia, showed me the church's grounds and where the summit was going to be held. Going back to the dream, for some reason, I couldn't see who was showing me the various venues. The door would magically open and I would enter, but I couldn't see the souls that were showing me, and I believe those souls were very enlightened. In each new area, it seemed as though construction was going on inside or out and inside, but not while I was being shown the sights. Inside each location, I had to find the light switch, and if I didn't know where it was, I was told. At the same time, there was enough light for me to see in the large area, so I don't know why me turning on the light switch was a big part of my dream. Also, in every location, animals were hiding everywhere in different nooks, but looking and not leaving. The same young goat was in each room. I also saw sections of my dog, Kobe. Kobe was also hiding. At one point, I understand that my dog was a twin. If that's possible, and just like the other animals, he was sort of hiding but not leaving the room. The locations, maybe it was Noah's Ark. No, I'm kidding. The locations always seemed hidden, but once I entered each room, it was extremely large and needed some work and slight renovation. Finally, they showed me one very hidden door at the very top of the largest, almost mall-like structure. The hidden door opened to an extremely large amphitheater. The bleachers were made up mostly of very large boulders, but a lot of were wooden as well. I was told to run and turn on a light on the other side of the theater. I somehow instantly got there, but the only way to reach its height was to stand on a wooden bleacher. As I stood on the bleacher, the top plank wobbled and in a slow motion manner fell. Somehow I didn't fall. I was gently floated to the ground. Oh, that's nice. I'd like to do that every time I fell. I turned the light switch on, and again, not much light brightened the already lit area. I bent down and saw that my dog, he was a puppy, was sitting behind a bleacher and laughing out loud, LOL, instead a small aquarium. His paws and butt were in a few inches of water, and he didn't move. He was just there. He just sat there. I didn't see the rest of Kobe, but I knew it was him. I stood up and looked around the theater. Again, I saw the goat, and it attempted to slowly leave, but never really left. The goat ran up the bleachers to the highest point, and then it turned to me, stared at me, and stayed. It was as if the goat wanted to stay and listen. Nadia, I believe this venue for you, and I mean you. Then I heard a very soft and strong voice, and the voice sounded just like Francis. That's Francis Robinson, by the way, who Eliana and I got to meet, because Francis came to the summit. Actually, everybody met her, but it's Francis Robinson. The voice said, "This is how God's will is shown. That this was my dream, Nadia." Then she wrote, I forgot to mention the amphitheater was enclosed. One more thing about the dream, just so that I'm clear. I woke up and said to myself that I had to write it down for Dream Theme Thursday so that I could understand my dream better. That's when I heard a voice similar to Francis's state very clearly in my head, "This is what God's will looks like." Nadia, I found the summit to be amazing. Christina's food was delicious, and she was extremely knowledgeable in giving us a contemporary food plan to make our bodies healthier. Dr. Mihoko, brilliant and very informative. At the same time, you are the reason we are coming to the summit. Nadia, and I can't even read the rest of it, I'm shy, but she just says that these were very important voices, but without our soul being bridged to us, we have nothing. The main attraction was you, Nadia, and Christ. I believe I was told to turn the light on you, Nadia, which, with much love, of course. I have to tell you, also in this past week, there is a big message in this, and I didn't even realize it until this morning, but Liam also wrote me and said he heard God's voice, and he wrote me during the week, and I didn't even get, I was so busy this week, like not enough time to sit at my desk to read it, and obviously I didn't read the dream till now, and I want to go back now and finish it. I started. I didn't even get to write him back yet. And now you sent this dream, and there's two other components. But you dreaming about a goat, I don't know what the significance of a goat is, but I sure as heck better look it up and look it up very quickly. And the reason I need to look it up very quickly is about 3 weeks ago, I was in a neighborhood in Agora Hills walking, and that's about an hour and some time away from my home. It was actually right after the summit. I don't know if anyone remembers that was here, but I left town for a couple of days right after the summit, 2 days after, yeah, 2 days after the summit on Monday. And when I was there, we are walking, and we see this big truck. And at first we thought it was horses in it because it smelled like that smell of like horses. And as we got closer, it was a truck, literally, with about 1,000 goats in it. It had 4 levels of goats in this truck. And they were releasing the goats half a load at a time. So each level, half of it. Each half, I think, had like 100 goats. So maybe it was 600 goats. So total, would that have been 8. It would have been 800 goats. There were 4 levels and 2 on each side. So what they did was they released these goats one level at a time into the mountainside because we had so much rain this winter that the mountains, the growth, just pulled up. I mean, it was all over the area, and they either have to cut it or get rid of it because now we're going to have hot season and it's going to burn. So instead of it burning, they have the goats eat the mountainside. So that's what was happening, and I'm watching goat after goat after goat, every single kind of goat, old goats, young goats, some with like they're like the, I don't know what they call them, the horns type thing, tusks looking thing. And it was just amazing, different colors, brown, black, white, mixed, dotted. They were all coming out, and I was just amazed. I couldn't stop looking. And I even had a picture taken of me with these goats behind me because it just felt so cool. I was so at home seeing all of these goats. And, you know, it's not a mistake. I was just thinking of this last night. Because I walk all the time. It's what keeps my sanity and keeps me just kind of grounded with all this information. Is I walk like 5 miles a day at least. The other day I walked 12. And I'm walking. And I was coming back and I go, wow, God, every time Christ is really active, everything goes away in my life. Money goes away. I don't see people very much. I write a lot, and I help people who need it. And then when Christ is not that active, I make money, I see a bunch of people, I'm just like everyone else, I'm doing what everyone else does. But it's like I get forced out of this life, and I go, but God, how do I sustain myself? Because honestly, in maybe 2 months, I don't know, it's never happened, but I have the potential to be, I don't want to say homeless, but close. I got to find another solution. And I thought, if you keep this active, you got to really take care of me. Maybe I'm going to be living with the goats. So then I thought, I was just walking thinking these things, and then I thought, no, that's never happened before. God always has a plan. There's always a plan. And I may not know it, but again, I have to trust. So then let's go on with the goat. So then I go to Christina's house, and I'm there, and this was on Saturday. And it's really one of the first times I saw her alone without Mihoko, like right after the summit. And we were discussing the summit and, you know, what we'd like to do for next year. We already booked the date for next year. Speaking of the venue that you have in your dream is directly tied to my life. It's like you almost saw my life. And the church asked me, they said, you have first dibs on a date. Please make your date now. So I said, okay, well, let me look, but I don't want to do a Thursday and a Friday again. I want it to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday so that people don't miss 2 days of work. And by then, imagine all the new food information. Imagine all this information, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking all these things in my head, and I'm getting so excited. And I was telling Christina this, and we were talking about what she did, what she wanted to do more of, what, you know, even she's learned since then, all these things. And she said, hey, let's, you know, she still had to go roast coffee, believe it or not, at like 8:30 at night till 1 in the morning. She was going to leave her house after I left and go roast coffee. But before we did that, she said, let's drink coffee and let me read your cup, and you could read mine. So we read each other's cups, and in it, and I took a picture of it with my phone, there was a picture, literally a picture of a goat, the coffee cup, if you could imagine. And I didn't believe it because I'm like, wow, Christina. And I showed her a picture of the goats that I'll post it on our radio page of all the goats, which was so cool. But when she did that, it was just amazing. So I took a picture of this cup. I had to see it. I couldn't believe it, and now I can't even find it. So I think I was going to take the picture of it. But either way, there was a goat. And I thought, okay, that's cool enough. There's a goat there. So what's up with the goat? So then I come home, and you know how you get those memories, your posts? There's a goat climbing up a hill, and I posted it on May 22nd, so it was Sunday, 2014, and that I snapped a still of to put in my phone, and it said, asking what our purpose is and then doing it is like getting an answer before we know the question. Is that our purpose is to live our best life each day and to do what we can each day. So now I have this goat again. So I have the picture, and I have Eliana, and I have Christina, and I have this picture. It's like I can't get away from goats. So I better find out what it is about a goat. I know they can climb sideways on a mountain, which I can't do. Maybe Susan can do, but I can't do that yet. There's something about the resilience. The fact that I even took that picture on the mountainside, that I saw it, it's amazing. Oh, I did take a picture of the goat. I did, so I did have it. See, I'm not so crazy after all. But it's a goat and two goats and a horse. It's amazing. So I don't know, but the venue, everything you said in here, even down to the makeshift plank, there is a vision when I first saw Christ that I saw over and over and over again. Same vision. And I kept seeing it where I was in a country and I was standing on a plank and I was talking And what no one could see was that Christ was next to me, and it was like our hands were joined, and people were crying, not because of me or what I was saying, but the energy in the area was things people felt probably the last time when we were born, when we were, you know, brand new here, that level of innocence. And it made the tears come down from that level, that feeling, breathing that air. It was interesting. But I keep seeing that over and over again, and then I didn't see it for years, and now I'm being shown it again. And I felt like when Liam wrote, and now I'm reading this, and speaking to Susan and speaking to everybody after the summit, it's definitely accelerated. Like things are happening that I can't even explain. And your dream is truly almost down to the last word, even down to Kobe, because animals have a great innocence and have a great power because they're purely intuitive. They are at home and here at the same time, which is why animals can guide, which is why they love you no matter what, which is why a scavenger animal or a predator animal would just do that over and over and over and over again, because that's all they're here to do. They just do the same things every day. And to them, it's just they're here for us, for our support, for our learning, because just their life reflects our own. It's amazing. So your dream is just, it's crazy that I know it's coming because it's already happening. And I know, you know, my deal was when I first saw Crisis, please let my kids grow. Let them be independent before this happens to me, because I know I'll be taken away from them in the way I am now. And I was always concerned about Thoddick, and Thoddick is alive and well and fine without me if he had to be. But it's amazing how crazy and close this is. And you guys are close enough to me to even see these things or tell me these things. And I thank you so much for that. I read it again on my own, and I'll also finish Liam's and just see, because apparently there's something, I don't know if I'm missing it or I just need to be aware of it, but the goat is all over the place. Goats, out of all animals, they're all over the place in my life right now. So now that it's starting to add up, and when I saw that in your dream, I couldn't believe it. And I love how the voice of Francis, the strong, soft voice, that is exactly Frances. She's strong and she's soft. And when she speaks, I listen, because Frances has, every time she says anything or writes me about anything, she's so direct, so clear. It's just so precise. It's amazing that it was a voice like Frances's. So that's so very cool. It's amazing. And thank you for that dream. I don't even know what else to say about it. I just have to wake up or smell the coffee or something like that. But wow. And I thank you for that. I also see here, I see Eric in chat. Hi, Eric. How are you? So good to see you in chat. And then Liam wrote, a goat tends to signify darkness in Christianity. The sheep tends to mean light. Okay. And we'll look it up. Also, before the time of Christ, the high priests would sacrifice a lamb at the altar. They called this the sacrificial lamb. The goat was hunted into the wilderness and was called the scapegoat. Both dies for the sins in Jewish tradition. The goat wasn't seen as pure enough to be killed at the altar. Good morning, Nancy. Oh, okay, I see now here. Anyway, so what I was thinking, my initial thought of the goat and what I heard in my head was the resilience of the goat, because the goats can climb sideways on the mountains. They can, you know, they're easily adaptable to that environment, and no matter which way they are on a mountain, they could literally be like rock climbing on the side, and that's what I was thinking of. But that's also some crazy meaning, so I have to figure this out. Oh, wow, Eric's in Romania, so it is about 3:50 p.m., easier to be present at this time. Oh, okay, wow, well, I hope you guys are enjoying your trip in Romania. That's so cool. That's so cool. I should have asked you what that's like to be there, because I was always interested and thought about that. But we will do that the next time we see each other. But thank you for coming into the chat. Now we have Maureen, and she says, "Hi, Nadia. So I just woke up from a dream a few hours ago. After the dream, I just laid there and pondered it. I think I got some of what I was meant to learn, but I'll run it by you quickly anyway in case you have time. In the dream, I'm running. I think it was away from a loud, fast car. I'm trying to make it home, home being my parents' house here in town where I grew up. Anyway, I'm having a hard time making it home. In one shortcut, I'm in a house, but up the stairs there is no door, so I know I had to backtrack. Then I see I'm in a forest, and it is beautiful. Even in the dream, I am thinking, this is so nice, but I don't feel the closeness. The home feeling, it becomes apparent I crave. I'm craving the closeness of a friend, family type of home feeling. I did not make it home in the dream, but I woke up wondering why or why am I always alone in my dreams, like I'm never holding hands or having fun with anyone in my dreams. So anyway, I wake. I lay there and pet my cat, Oreo. We have such a great close relationship, and I really cherish the moments as I am old enough to really know death is a very real thing. Guess I'm not too good with changes, all these deaths lately. I don't know, Nadia. I'm fearing death lately, and I'm hoping this dream is not a sign that it's my time soon. I have no problem dying, going home, but I do want to live for another 10 years at least to be here for my cats and get my handful of songs recorded. Thanks. First of all, you're not going anywhere. We always have dreams of mortality or immortality, the balance between the two. We have a lot in our dreams because our dreams are usually so extreme. They're like really over here or they're really over here. And that's how they get our attention. But usually when we start dreaming of things that are like, I want to say, far away from us, like we're trying to get home, we're trying to get back to places of comfort. It's telling you that, you know what, you've gone through a lot of change right now, and it's almost like you want to reset and go back to the beginning. Because just losing your cats, just, you know, and keeping the ones you have, giving yourself a reason, like when you were back home, you used to dream. And usually when people go back home in their dreams, it's like they want to reset. They want to start over. That's where I started. That's where I want to be. And then I can springboard out of that feeling. And the forest and everything beautiful. It's like you're looking at it like a kid. But you didn't need to actually go home. You just had to feel like you were home just to reset and get up and realize, oh, my God, I've grown, and these are things I want to do. It's not that you're alone in your dreams. Most of the time, we are. Once in a while, if you dream about somebody, there's a purpose, there's a message from them to you, even though it might seem like they just showed up. And a lot of times, it's people you don't really know that you ran into arbitrarily, whether it's like someone you didn't know at school, but you saw them all the time, or something like that. You'll see those random people in your dreams, and you'll be like, what the heck? What's going on with that? And it's amazing how intricate the inside of our mind works, that it's letting you know that everything's okay. Your pets are here, you're here, but don't worry about dying. Worry about doing. Do your recordings. Just start. If I waited to do stuff, there wouldn't be a book out. I would have been able to help nobody till this very day. But once you start, it's like the ball rolls and you don't know where you're going. You're just going. And then you're amazed at how things start to happen. It's one of the coolest things you could feel is to have a dream like this. It made you realize, wait a minute, wait, are we timed here? And it just let you know that we're not here forever. It doesn't mean we have to die tomorrow, but we're not here forever. So if you want to do something, do it. Wake up and do it, because no one else can do it but you. So don't fear death, but allow that death happens to all of us as a physical body here. So the only time you could do this is while you are here. So do it. Start recording your songs, even if it's on your phone. Find a way to do what you need to do. That feeling of being home has caught up to you. You are home now wherever you go. Because in our dreams, how many times have we tried to go somewhere and our legs, they move so heavy, it's like you're going slow motion, or you go and the place keeps moving, because it's not the actual place, it's the feeling. That's where you used to dream, the dreams that you wanted to do. Instead of looking at what's missing, why aren't people there, why am I not holding anyone's hand, why nothing is missing, you came out of that dream saying, hey, wait a minute, I want more time. So it gave you a new respect for the time you have. And it's telling you to get going on the things you want to do. Enjoy the animals you have. When you get back home, you will be rejoined with everything you've ever gone through in this life. And all the love and all the people, and you'll understand why, and all the relationships. All of that will come back to you. Nothing is ever lost. It's just saying goodbye for now, but not forever. That's what I love about knowing what we know now, is that everything is saying goodbye for now, but not forever. Everybody has a role in your life, whether you think they were the best thing in the world or the worst thing in the world. It's amazing. That feeling of knowing that you have more time is why you had this dream. It took you from the beginning of home, the first homes you knew, your parents were the first people you knew, to today, and saying, hey, you know what? You still have time. What are you waiting for? The fact that you knew that death was a really real thing doesn't mean that you're going to die today, and we're all going to die, but you're going to die. It just means that you still have stuff to do. Every time death is part of a dream, it is a renewal, because a part of you that has been lingering might have been released from you and you no longer need it, and now you can focus on what you do need. And I wish I knew that when I was younger, because when I would have a dream like that, it would scare the heck out of me. But you will be there for your cats, and you will be there for your songs. My God, today, just start a plan. Just start jotting down what I want to do. These are the songs I want to record. And just get at it, and you will see how some energy creates more energy and creates more energy. And it's time for you to do that now. And this dream was just a wake-up call, which sounds funny saying out of a dream because you wake up, but it is your wake-up call. It's your wake-up morning to know that there's more in you. Don't just go away. Isn't that so cool? I love it. So now, from today, I just want you to get going, write a list of the 10 songs you want to do, and start writing how you'll record them, where you want to record them. Think of the best way you could do it, and then find a way to do it. And you'll do it. And then let us know, and let us hear them. I would love to hear them with you. It's so cool. Thank you so much for sharing your dreams, you guys. Those were great dreams, and I'm going to look up more about the goat. I read what Liam wrote, and I also knew the resilience, and I'm feeling the resilience part because, holy cow, that resilience is what keeps me going. So I thank you guys so very much. Have a great day. We have questions Friday tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.